"We must confer with Captain Nemo," Conseil said. "But where do we find him?" Ned Land asked. "Follow me," I told my two companions. We left the lounge. Nobody in the library, nobody by the central companionway or the crew's quarters. I assumed that Captain Nemo was stationed in the pilot house. Best to wait. The three of us returned to the lounge. I'll skip over the Canadian's complaints. He had good grounds for an outburst. I didn't answer him back, letting him blow off all the steam he wanted. We had been left to ourselves for 20 minutes, trying to detect the tiniest noises inside the Nautilus, when Captain Nemo entered. He didn't seem to see us. His facial features, usually so emotionless, revealed a certain uneasiness. He studied the compass and the pressure gauge in silence, then went and put his fingers on the world map at a spot in the sector depicting the southernmost seas. I hesitated to interrupt him, but some moments later, when he turned to me, I threw back at him a phrase he had used in the Torres Strait. "An incident, Captain?" "No, sir," he replied. "This time, an accident. Serious? Perhaps." "Is there any immediate danger?" "No." "The Nautilus has run aground?" "Yes." "And this accident came about?" "Through nature's unpredictability, not man's incapacity. No errors were committed in our maneuvers. Nevertheless, we can't prevent a loss of balance from taking its toll. One may defy human laws, but no one can withstand the laws of nature."